Zodiac, a symbol that now stands for terror,
has killed five and says he's going to kill again. Psychopath.
Remember, investigators say there were unusually high levels of chloroform found in Casey Anthony's trunk.
And again, OJ appears to be holding a gun to his head.
Police won't confirm a newspaper report that Dahmer has confessed to murder and cannibalism.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
Ashley Flowers joining us in studio this morning from Crime Stoppers of Central Indiana, and we're talking about one of the most controversial murders of all time. That is about O.J. Simpson, the juice.
Neera tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. She said, woke up early just to catch Ashley Flowers rehashing my favorite case. Hashtag Murder Monday.
Yeah, if you have any thoughts on this or like you're listening along, make sure you share it with us. Use the hashtag Murder Monday. Ashley, where do we leave off here with O.J. Simpson?
When O.J. is missing, police put out an all-points bulletin for him, and they find a note at his home that his friend Rob Kardashian actually reads live on the news at 5 o'clock, and it appears everyone calls it the suicide note. So while he says that he didn't have anything to do with it right off the bat, he goes into how he was so sure him and Nicole were going to get together. They had had an on-again, off-again relationship, but this time she wasn't saying she wasn't going to get back together with him, and he says goodbye to like 24 different people in this note. His mother actually passed out because she was so sure it was a suicide note as well. So he reads this note live on air. And at 6:20, a motorist actually spots the Bronco and calls police. And this is when the pursuit starts that is so famous. And we learn that it's not actually OJ driving the car. It's his friend. And we learn this because his friend, while they've blocked off the entire freeway, we've got 20 cop cars following him, 9 helicopters in the air.
It's lit.
And his friend AC actually calls police to tell them to back off. And we've got the 911 call right now.
911, what are you reporting?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car.
Okay, where are you?
Please, I'm coming up the 5 freeway.
Okay.
Right now, we all okay, but you gotta tell the police that this is back off. He's still alive, but he got a gun to his head.
Okay, hold on a minute. Monica?
He just wanna see his mother. Let me get him to the house.
Okay, hold on a moment.
When did this happen, by the way? Like 1994?
1994.
Was that like one of the first cell phones ever?
All time. Sweet car phone.
I think
maybe.
About that too. That sounds better than our phones right
You're
there.
You're right.
It's just funny to trace back history to think about the actual time that we were in. It's like that might like imagine if they didn't have a cell phone. Like what would they have done?
Can I just say one of my biggest regrets is being only 1 year old when this went down. Why couldn't I have come out earlier so I would have been old enough to see this on TV?
What were your parents waiting for?
I know.
I totally agree. So and one of the things being so young that I didn't realize, I thought this was a high speed chase. I thought he was trying to get away from the police. They're on this freeway going 35 miles an hour. I mean, this is the slowest chase of all time.
Grandmas were passing OJ.
Exactly. So they have so many people tuning in. Do you guys want to guess how many people were watching this chase live?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. 2 million?
I'm going to guess back then. I'm going to say 20 million people.
20 million?
I'm just
95 million.
Oh my gosh!
That is crazy.
That's pre Netflix and Hulu, and you probably weren't even on AOL Instant Messenger.
The Super Bowl that year had 90 million. Just
okay,
to put
I
it
was
going to
say.
Oh my gosh!
So today, when The Bachelor airs, The Bachelor on Monday nights gets about 11, 12 million. So that is nuts.
Yes. I love Alex's it's reference like, point yeah. is The Bachelor.
I mean, it's like the most popular show of all time.
Yeah, to her. Then SpongeBob.
OJ makes it to his house. Like he said in the call, he's holding a gun to his head. All he wants to do is see mama. So he makes it to the home and they let him go inside and he stays inside for an hour with his mom. So already, like in my mind, I don't think they would do this for anyone else.
No.
Like his status is definitely getting him some stuff. So he's in his house. He comes out. The police do arrest him. And on June 20th, he puts in a plea of not guilty and asks for a speedy trial. So the prosecution and the defense have a few months to put together their cases and pick a jury. And they actually interview over 300 people to pick 12 jurors and 12 alternates.
Weren't those people on major lockdown, too, during that trial?
The trial went from January to October, and there was a ton of revolt. They actually did protests where they would come all wearing black, saying it was like basically a funeral procession. Out of the 12 that started, only 4 remained. They had to use 10, almost 8 alternates. So the prosecution starts to lay out its case, and it's basically saying that this is based on jealousy. OJ knew that she was not going to come back to him this time, and he thought, if I can't have you, nobody will. They also pointed to all the DNA. The glove that was found at the crime scene had Ron's blood, her blood, and OJ's blood. He had a giant cut on his finger that he couldn't explain. And the glove at the home also had all of the blood on it. So they basically matched that together. The blood on the Bronco was that of Nicole's. And there's a history there of domestic violence. This didn't just come out of anywhere. So the police had actually been called during their marriage a couple of times. He was arrested and then let go once. And they actually played in court audio of Nicole calling 911 one time when OJ was attacking her.
911 emergency.
Can you get someone over here now to 325 Gretna Green? He's back. Please.
Well, okay, what does he look like?
He's OJ Simpson. I think you know his record. Could you just send somebody over here?
Okay, what is he doing there?
He just drove up again.
He just drove somebody over? Okay, wait a minute. What kind of car is he in?
He's in a white Bronco, but first of all, he broke the back door down to get in.
Okay, wait a minute. What's your name?
Nicole Simpson.
Okay, is he the sportscaster or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wait a minute. We're sending the police. What is he doing? Is he threatening you?
I'm going nuts.
Okay. Has he threatened you in any way, or is he just harassing you?
You're going to hear him in a minute. He's about to come in again.
Okay. Just stay on the line.
I don't want to stay on the line. I'm going to beat the shit out of
you. Wait a minute. Wait. Just stay on the line so we can know what's going on until the police get there, okay? Okay, Nicole?
Uh-huh.
Just a moment. Does he have any weapons?
I don't know.
Okay.
He went home. Now he's back.
Okay.
My kids are upstairs sleeping, and I don't want anything to happen.
Oh, that gives me chills. By the way, I have a photo on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. You can see Nicole took a photo of herself to show, prove that there was domestic abuse going on. I also put that on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9 on Facebook.
So she calls the police, and I actually, that call's a lot longer. We can't play it on the radio because OJ actually shows up in the background and he's swearing and threatening her. So they've got this history of domestic violence. And also, another thing that they point to that I don't think they play up super well in the case is there is this bloody shoe print. And I think OJ's team does a really good job of countering all of the other arguments. But this bloody footprint is a big question mark for me.